Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Dr. Louisa Show on today. We want to thank you very much for tuning in with us on today. And remember, pass the word on to someone else. They may also learn about being abused and how you may be able to deal with it on a level by yourself. So be prepared to write down information that we're going to give you today, whether you're jotting it on your phone, your notepad, paper and pencil, your computer, or whatever. We just want to thank you for being with us on today. And also, we're going to invite you to call in, as we've been doing for the last few shows. Call in to vent how you're feeling. I'm not here to give you any judgmental call on what you're going to say, only to listen and just to allow you to vent, just to say what you have to say. So that number to call in on is 563-999-3694. That's 563-999-3694. We are not going to be asking you for any personal information at all, none whatsoever. No name, no address, nothing. Just call in and share how you are feeling, or if you're going through something and you don't understand what it is. It helps. Believe me, it is very cathartic. Talk about what's going on. That number is 563-999-3694. And also, here is the information to contact the National Domestic Violence Hotline. They are able to help you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That number is 800-799-7233. That's 800-799-7233. You may also chat live thehotline.org. That's thehotline.org. Chat live 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You may also text the word START to 88788. That's 88788. Text the word START. We want to try and finish up on talking about the importance of self-concept when it comes to being an abused person, so that you'll know why you feel the way that you do. And then afterwards, probably in the next show, we're going to talk about traumatic effects, or the effects that one receives from being abused. And one thing I always like to say is you are not alone. Remember that. You are not alone. Whatever you're feeling, whatever you're experiencing, whatever you're thinking, you are not alone. So what we have learned to date is that our self-concept is influenced by our family, you know, where we were raised, in the home environment, our social environment, our interaction at school, with teachers, with friends, and then our personal experience, those things that we have learned and experienced on our own. Okay? I want you to know that emotional abuse is invisible. I call it the silent abuse. No one else is really able to see your abuse, although I'm going to say something in a few minutes. There are no physical marks, but the scars are very deep in the life of the person that has been abused each and every day of your life. You find yourself judging yourself, wondering, am I doing the right thing? I do not understand what is going on. Why do I feel something is wrong? I just do not know what it is. But there is something going on in this relationship, whether it's a marital relationship, a parental relationship, a work-related relationship, or a friendship relationship. For some reason, you find yourself being nervous and afraid when you're in this particular environment. There is a reason for it. As I just stated, emotional abuse is invisible. But there are others that don't want to see what you're going through. And then there are some that cannot see what you're going through. Self-esteem is that part of the self-concept that we are so concerned about during these series when we talk about being abused, mainly because that is how you feel about yourself. And it is very important to develop positive concepts and positive words and a positive attitude about yourself, even though you are being abused. But you have to realize first that you are in an abusive relationship. And then as you begin to realize that you are in an abusive relationship, it's going to take time for you to come out of the negative aspect of being abused to develop a positive aspect or a positive outlook upon yourself. And that's why I encourage you to go back and listen to our series that we started on talking about how you feel about yourself some time ago. So it's very important. So then, self-esteem is affected after being in an abusive relationship. While you're being abused, and if you don't know that you're being abused, by time you find out, your self-esteem has already been affected. And the most common thing that happens from being in an abusive relationship is that you lose your self-esteem. You begin to realize that you feel a little bit about how you used to be, but you're no longer that way. And it's all because you have been constantly worn down by abusive comments from your appearance to your personality. Now think about it. Are you able to recall there are times, whatever type of relationship that has caused you to become emotionally abused, that you were attacked about your appearance from every aspect of how you look, how you act, how you talk, to your personality? Even if this has been going on for quite some time, it takes its toll after a while on esteem. People sometimes just think about the physical damage that's caused by abusive relationships, but it is the emotional scars that take longer to heal. And I've discussed this many times about myself, even as I continue even today to go over material to present today, how I can see myself, how far I've grown doing the show, but then also how I see where there's still more that I need to do for myself. So then, the fact is, there is no instant cure for a low self-esteem, particularly when it has been declining and has been going down over a long period of time. And I must say, you knew that something was wrong, you just didn't know what it was. So now we're bringing it out into the open. Your self-esteem has been damaged. Recovery from this is going to be gradual. And it's a continual process that's going to continually go on, mainly because the voices are going to come back. You're going to be hearing the negative thoughts that you have been hearing all this time. You're going to be hearing the negative comments that you've been getting from the other party all this time. And then also, you're going to hear your own self trying to say it to yourself about you. So it's a gradual and continual process, but you rise above having a low self-esteem to gradually getting yourself back. You should never stop working to improve your self-esteem, even if a person has not even been in an abusive relationship. This is something you always need to work on, your self-esteem. And that is your confidence in your worth and your abilities and your self-respect for yourself. That is what self-esteem is all about. This is the damaged part about being in an abusive relationship. Once again, we're asking you to go ahead and call in, share your story at 563-999-3694. That's 563-999-3694. So then, the most effective way to improve your self-esteem is by speaking to yourself with more kindness. We did a series on this also. So, once you begin to have negative thoughts coming in your mind about you, refute it and turn it around and make it positive for you. As we repeatedly hear ourselves saying we're stupid and can't get anything right, it's just as damaging as if someone else was saying it to us. So when abusive patterns have constantly undermined you, it is difficult not to take on some of the criticism and accept it as true. So here we are now refuting that and saying that it is not true because you've heard it for so long. So you're going to start, when the negative thoughts come into your mind, you're going to start saying, making it positive about you, for you. This is all in the healing process. We have 2 minutes left. So what we also want to say is 20 people per minute are physically abused by an intimate partner in the United States. On a typical day, there are more than 20,000 phone calls to the domestic violence hotline nationwide. That number again is 800-799-7233. That is 800-799-7233. And then also, if possible, take time away from that verbally abusive person and spend time with people who love and support you. Limiting exposure with the person can give you space to reevaluate your relationship. Surround yourself with a network of friends and family who will help you feel less lonely and isolated and remind you of what a healthy relationship looks like. Not that you're going to talk to other people about what's going on. You're going to surround yourself with people that will uplift you. And if they ask you what's going on, it's up to you if you want to share. So we have only 45 seconds left. So on next week, we're going to talk about these criticisms called the negative automatic thoughts and how to deal with them. We touched on it today. We're going to wind that up on next week, and then we're going to go into talking about the effects of trauma, abuse trauma, and trauma period. So we thank you very much for listening. Ask the icon to follow this show so that you'll be notified of the next show. Thank you very much for listening, and do continue to have a great day.